the Gregor Podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chevrolet. This month is Upgrader Month. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment at Lakewood Chev. Ryan Rashog, TSN, joins us. Ryan, first of all, your thoughts on the Kachuk-Doughty play last night. What do you see, if anything, coming from it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that they're because they're having a hearing, right? So I think the fact that they're doing that probably means they have intentions on probably handing a game down, I would think. I don't think, I mean, when you look at the video, it's just a pretty vicious, dirty play. So I don't think they're going to let that slide. I would say, I'd say one game, let's say. You?
Just one. I think it gets two or three. I'm gonna say two. Because it's late in the season. But the other thing is, I don't know when they play them next, but if they play them sometime in the next three Calgary games, then I think he gets three games. So they avoid at least one of those final two meetings between the two teams.
Do they play them a couple times?
They play them twice more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you can hand down a suspension with that in mind, can you? Is that...
Well, it's the NHL, dude. They allow offsides in games. Come on.
You mean the okay, wait a second. They what?
Did you not Did you not see the Jonathan Toews goal for Chicago?
Oh, yeah. So they get it wrong, you're saying.
Yeah. No, and actually, the Flames, their next, they don't play the Kings until next Wednesday. So they play Washington tomorrow, then Nashville, then St. Louis, then Colorado. So I don't see them getting five games. I'll stick with my original two.
Three games?
Two games.
Two. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, one or two, whatever. They're going to hit them. I don't know how hard or what it'll look like, but I don't know if you can give him a certain number of games to try and protect him from the rematch or whatever. I mean, he's going to have to play them again at some point.
Yeah.
And whatever, nature will take its course. So, I mean, dirty play for sure. And so he should get hit with it and the league will do their thing. And then the Kings will do their thing when the time comes. And it's just a matter of how he handles it. You know, like if somebody challenges him and he doesn't want to answer the bell, then, you know, and that's his choice to make, then, you know, the Kings will have to figure out what to do from there.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you don't give him the choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I guess we'll see. I mean, it's a little bit old school thinking, and how much that happens anymore, I guess we'll see. But he's been a thorn in the side of opponents all year long, right? That's kind of his game. He's that prickly guy that causes problems. Definitely picks his spots. Like, he's a young guy, and he shouldn't have to be fighting all the time, but the game has unwritten rules. And if you don't play by those unwritten rules and don't answer the bell, then you do get a little bit of that reputation as the guy who steps outside the line frequently and doesn't back it up. But he just might not care. I mean, he might not care. Think about Antoine Roussel earlier on in his career. It seemed to me, you know, when he was newer in the league, it took him a little bit to sort of start answering the bell a little more, but he did as his career went on.
Yeah, no, exactly. Eventually, you'll have to, no doubt. Edmonton Oilers, you know, obviously not the best start against Vancouver, but you can get away with starts like that when you have bad teams. There, I don't know if it's just, you know, maybe some emotional games and they have a little bit of a letdown. They found a way to win the game and slowly took it over. Their best players, Talbot, McDavid, Draisaitl, all with some big plays to win them the game. Is it just one of those games where the Oilers now are going to win games even when they don't play their best because they're better than a lot of other teams in the NHL now?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't their best game. I thought Todd McLellan was kind of going easy on them a little bit when he said, you know, they won, but without their A game. Or they won with their B game. When he said that, I kind of went, ooh, that's kind of understating it in my mind. I mean, I didn't think they were good. I thought they struggled, and they struggled. They turned their puck management was terrible. They were turning pucks over constantly all night long. Cam Talbot was really the only redeeming quality in their game that night. But, you know, it got worse as they went on. But they still found a way to grab a couple of points, right? And Cam was a big part of that. The goalposts helped them out a little bit. But they picked up a couple of points. So, I mean, behind closed doors, I'm sure Todd wasn't as easy on them as he was with the media, right? I'm sure he probably laid down a little bit of frustration, and they'll look for a much better overall effort than they had that last game. It just, to me, it was sluggish, poor puck management, just not making smart plays, and guys are having trouble just making simple plays. So, but how many times have we talked about nights like that have ended in 3, 4, 5 goal losses for the Oilers over the years? Well, they have a night like that and still come away with a win. That's, you know, they'll take that.
Oh yeah, 100%. You're not going to play great every night and win, but tonight is not a playoff game. But man, the LA Kings have 11 games left. They're 6 points behind the eighth place team right now, which is technically Nashville. They're 10 points behind the Oilers. Like, I don't think they're making the playoffs anyway. But if they want to give it one last hurrah, they have to win in regulation tonight.
Well, yeah, and they got to beat the Oilers in all the games they face them, right? So, and it starts tonight if they're going to have a chance, not necessarily to catch Edmonton, but just to get to the playoffs. They got to start winning some of their games. They know it. They should be a fairly desperate hockey team, although by the sounds of it, they just didn't seem to play that way last night. So we'll see. But this is a good chance for the Oilers to, I mean, the math needs to be done. And I mean, you never know. Teams can go on horrendous losing streaks. But this is a good opportunity for them to just basically take a team that's already down and just put their foot right on their throats and just end it. You know, they win this game tonight and, you know, whatever the numbers say, I think we know that it's done if it isn't already. So do you let your foot off the pedal or do you step on it? And tonight's a night for the Oilers to show they're a team like so many of those other teams over the years where the Oilers were playing games that didn't mean much and those other teams that were heading for the playoffs just showed exactly why they were headed to the playoffs. And tonight is one of those games for the Oilers. Tonight they get to be the team that shows exactly why their playoff spot is all but locked up.
Ryan Schrag from TSN joins us. A little bit of a rotation on the fourth line. Tonight it's Matt Hendricks that comes in, it looks like, based on practice anyway, and Slepyshev is coming out. And Greiba comes in for Benning, maybe a bigger L.A. team, so I can see why it makes sense. I just don't think they want certain guys sitting too long, although Jujhar Khaira seems like he is definitely the 15th forward right now.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, Todd was asked about that today, about, you know, having these guys with the team. I mean, if Khaira were in the minors, he'd be playing a lot right now. He'd be playing every night, and he'd be playing a lot, and it would be really good experience for him. And so there's this really fine line, you know, between wanting the players to be here and to experience it, wanting the team to have the kind of you know, safety mechanism in place in case there's an injury. You want a useful player that you can put right into the lineup. So, you know, they're kind of they're putting what they need right now ahead of development in some of these cases. But when you're a good team and you're heading to the playoffs, it's more, you know, it's more important for you to have the available players than it is to worry necessarily about that. So he played here. Let me count 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row, and then hasn't played in the last 5. Before that, he played 3 out of 4 and then sat 2, 4, 6, 7 in a row. Although some of that he was injured for before he went on injured reserve. So yeah, like he's been in and out. He hasn't played. I mean, the simple fact is when you look at it, he hasn't played much hockey since the beginning of January, and that's not ideal. Now an injury played part of that. So, but you're right. He's the 15th forward and, they have him there in case they need him. And they're more concerned about having him in case they need him than they are about, you know, whether he's playing 18 minutes a night in the American League or not.
Yeah, which is an interesting one to look at. Like, to me, do you need I get the whole have guys around and learn things, but I don't know. They're in a playoff race in the American League, right? Like, you'd learn kind of the same things down there.
I know, and wouldn't it be good for him to be playing on a top line down there or a second line down there and feeling good every night, playing every night? Now, I don't think he's going to complain. Those guys, I mean, there's a big difference. You're pulling an NHL check for 2 months. That's a big deal for these guys, but just in the overall development of the player. So, but again, there's a shift that happens where, I mean, they can worry about development to a certain degree. So with Jesse Puljujärvi is their best player, not in the NHL right now. So with him, they're more concerned about development. They don't want to have him doing what Jujhar Kerr is doing right now, right? They wouldn't want to do that with Jesse, but they're okay doing it with Kara because he's been around a couple of years now, and they need to have a usable player at their disposal if there's injuries, and they're just putting that need ahead of what might be absolutely best for the player at this time.
Sagar, we'll see you down at the rink tonight in what should be, I would think, an interesting game because the Kings have to be desperate. There's no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, they do. And, I mean, they're a different team than the one that's kind of bowled their way into the playoffs the last few years. They certainly are. They're not as fast. And, it'll be interesting to see what kind of game they bring to the Oilers and if it matters. Like, if Edmonton actually goes out there and asserts themselves the way they've, at least before last game, they did their last couple of games. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight with the Oilers. This is a chance for them to exhibit a little bit of killer instinct.
See you at the rink.
Okay, buddy.